Manufacturer presents your Radio Hall of Fame. Today and every Sunday at this time...
Good morning, Breakfast Clubbers. Good morning to you. This is Don McNeil, your old Breakfast Clubber.
No, you don't, Don. This is the Radio Hall of Fame.
Who's your sponsor?
Philco. Who's yours?
Philco. Good morning, Breakfast Clubbers. Good morning to you.
Don, either you got up too early or stayed up too late.
Huh?
This is not the Breakfast Club.
No?
This is the Radio Hall of Fame with Martha Tilton, our lovely singing star, and the Radio Hall of Fame Orchestra and Choir.
Right, and our honored guest today is that perennial star of the breakfast table, Don McNeil. And, of course, the perennial host in Philco's Radio Hall of Fame, Paul Whiteman.
Thank you. Thank you, Tom Casey. And now here's a musical salute to the Windy City. The Radio Hall of Fame Orchestra and Choir go out for Chicago with Some Sunday Morning.
At the Great Furniture Mart show, buyers have been flocking around the display of Philco radios. Philco has returned from its wartime triumphs in radar and electronics with brilliant new radios and radio phonographs that are 10 years ahead of 4 years ago. Yes, the new Philco radios are really new, with brand new designs, new engineering, and sensational new improvements from the Philco laboratories. Wait till you see Philco's amazing new invention that obsoletes all manually operated phonographs. It's a table model radio phonograph with an automatic record player that starts, plays, and stops itself. Just put a record in the slot, shut the door, and it plays. Ideal for dance records and a must for teenagers. The new Philco radios are like that, with new features and spectacular improvements in power and performance. Look at them before you buy. You'll realize why Philco is famous for quality the world over.
Good morning, Breakfast Clubbers. Good morning.
Look, Don, how many times do I have to tell you this is the Radio Hall of Fame? You're our honored guest for today. And ladies and gentlemen, that bright morning star, American's favorite breakfast companion, Don McNeil.
Thank you. You mean me? I'm a guest? Don't you get your guests out of the audience?
You're still thinking of the Breakfast Club,
Don. Well, so what? It's fun getting guests out of the audience. Fun waking them up. Here, give me a microphone. I'll show you what I mean. You meet the nicest class of people in the audience.
say the darndest things and they're half awake. I met my wife that way. She said, yes, I'm just going right down here now and talk to some of these fine people here. Sorry to wake you up, madam. How are you?
Fine.
That's what's your name?
I don't remember.
You don't remember? That's what I do to them. Knock them right over. They can't even think of their own name. Well, look, here's my old friend from the Schaeferie, Henny Youngman, in here. Hello, Henny.
How are you, Don?
Taking in the show, huh?
Yeah, I'm lucky I got here.
How do you like it in Chicago?
Oh, everything but the traffic. Your drivers are awful.
Drivers are awful?
Yeah, you know the lights don't turn red in this town?
They don't?
They just squirt mercurochrome for 3 minutes.
They should, I guess, the way some of those guys
are. Well,
Don. Nice. What?
There's a little lady up here on the stage I'd like you to interview.
Well, I can talk to her from right here. What's your name, miss?
Martha Tilton.
Martha Tilton? Well, there's only one answer to that.
You're so right, Don. A song.
What are you going to sing, Martha?
Was the last time I saw you the last time?
Was the last time you saw me? What kind of talk is that? Hello, what's your name? Mighty glad to see you.
Oh, sing, Martha. Sing, child. Sing.
About me could have made you doubt me, want to live without me, loving you once more. From the first time I saw you, I loved you.
Lovely indeed. I was noticing this young fellow here drooling when Martha was singing. What's your name?
Norman Schaefer.
Isn't that Martha the loveliest looking girl?
Yeah, I guess so.
Oh, I'll say she is. She always looks so fresh and pretty.
Yeah.
Yes, sir, even in the middle of summer, you never see Tilton Wilton. Really do. What's your name, you say?
Norman Schaefer.
Norman Schaefer. He remembers his name. This lady down here doesn't, though. Say, this hat you have on, lady, I was just noticing that. What's your name?
Mrs. Schiffman.
Where are you from, Mrs. Schiffman?
Chicago.
Didn't I see that hat flying into the airport this morning?
You probably did.
Under its own power, I think.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Say, what would you say to me if I had a pound of butter under one arm and a dozen nylons under the other?
I'd take the butter.
You'd take the butter? Huh? What would you do?
I'd take the nylon.
You would? Nobody would take me. I mean, that just works out that way, whatever you... I saw a fellow sitting here. What's your name?
Señor Guizar.
Señor Guizar, where are you from?
Que de donde, amigo, vengo de una casita que tengo, de muy chiquita, muy bonita, muy preciosa, una casita chiquititita de allá de vengo para allá. Cicero.
Cicero. Sounds like a nice place. Tell me, do the folks there listen to the radio, the Breakfast Club?
All day long they listen. LSMFT rings of white.
No, I don't need that stuff. Yeah.
Is that so?
You have everything but contests there, huh?
Por favor, señor. Of course we have contests. ILJBB.
ILJBB. What's that mean?
I like Jack Benny because...
Oh, you like him, huh? Well, that's good.
Don, must I remind you again that this is the Philco Radio Hall of Fame?
But, señores, now you have me confused. Where is my breakfast?
Breakfast?
But, yes, I am waiting since 6 o'clock this morning for my breakfast. Before I go to the Chicago Theater where I'm playing...
Chicago Theater? Don, that's Tito Gizzard. Bring him up here. And, ladies and gentlemen, the Radio Hall of Fame greets your good neighbor from down Dixie Way... That singing idol of the Americas, Tito Gizzard.
Thank you, Paul. And thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen.
Tito, as one old vaudevillian to another, I've got a little idea here that I thought maybe that you and I'd kind of like to do. You know, they never seem to get tired of this old-time vaudeville stuff, and I thought maybe you and I could get together and do us a little...
Yes, I'm in the script now. I know what you mean, Paul, yeah. Don't count me out, boy. I always get in there sooner or later. I'm an old hand at this corny vaudeville routine. Don't count me out. I didn't act once, Paul. I was billed as Madman McNeil, the Indian glass eater.
How'd the act go?
Not so well. I got ptomaine poisoning, Paul.
What happened?
Swallowed a dirty window.
Oh, that's a dandy, isn't it?
I'll never forget one of the acts I worked in. It was called Powers Elephants.
What part did you play?
Oh, just skip it. Just say I didn't get any peanuts.
Oh.
Hello, Tito.
Hello.
Say, Don, I've got an idea. How about putting together an old vaudeville act?
Say, that sounds swell. You and Tito can sing, and I can tell the jokes, huh? I can just see the billing in front of the theater. McNeil, Gizzard, and Tilton.
Wait a minute, Don. That gives you top billing. Couldn't it be Gizzard, Tilton, and McNeil?
Well, now, wait a minute. I think I've got it. Couldn't we call the act Stinky, Winky, and Pinky? How do you like that, Tito?
There's only one thing wrong, Martha. It still gives McNeil top billing.
Oh. Stinky, huh? Well, you two go on and do this double act. I'll sit in the box and heckle you.
Ladies and gentlemen, the management of the Bijou Theater is proud to present, direct from a long run through Grant Park, that great act, The Hot Shots, featuring Miss Martha Tilton and Signor Tito Gizzard. Tonight, the Hot Shots present a little skit entitled The Electric Light That Failed, or Mazda's Nicole Told Growl. Your attention, please.
Hello, hello, hello. We hope you all enjoy our little show. We're here to entertain you, crack some jokes, fill you with cheer, make your cares and sorrows all disappear. Some folks that do stand blue. We never met a lovelier audience than you.
To see such homey folks out there makes us proud.
In fact, I've never seen a homelier crowd.
Hello, hello, hello. We hope you all enjoy our little show. We're really minute. Little show.
Who does your laundry?
Little show.
Hello there, Martha.
Hi there, Tito. My, don't you look smart tonight. Is that a new suit?
Oh, sure is. How do you like it?
Well, do you think that style will ever come back?
Oh, now, just a minute. I'll have you know I have spending a fortune on clothes. Look at these shoes I'm wearing. They are brand new.
When are you going to take them out of the box? I got them at that.
You kill me.
No, you kill me. You got the shotgun. Yo! How do you like that? That's a killer.
Say, Martha, I've decided to develop my mind by going back to school. I've been taking spelling lessons.
Is that so? Well, let me hear you spell the word meat.
Meat? M-E-A-L.
Just a minute. There's no L in meat.
Oh, no? What's the matter with liverwurst?
I was afraid of that.
I'll try you on another one. How about the word weather?
Weather? Oh, W-E-A-X-Q-E-R.
It's the worst spell of weather we had in a long time.
Don't pay any attention to him, Tito. Let's sing a song for the folks.
Okay, Professor, if you please.
Down by the old mill stream, where I first met you.
Martha,
Did you hear about my invention? It's a new cuckoo clock.
A new cuckoo clock?
Uh-huh. Yeah, it goes, Philco, Philco, Philco. Think of the sponsor identification at 12 o'clock.
Philco, Philco, Philco.
With Philco. Your eyes so blue, in king and
say, Tito, I hear you've got a new bouncing baby at your house. What's his name?
I can't tell till he stops bouncing.
It was then I knew that our love was true.
You were 16, my village queen.
How'd you like a piece of that upside-down cake I just baked?
How will I eat it?
Stand on your head, brother. Stand on your head.
Down by the
well, Martha, how do you like the way I sing?
Tito, have you had your tonsils out?
Yes.
Better have them put back in.
Oh, wait a minute, Senor Stinky. I realize I'm not Caruso. I realize I'm not Caruso.
Who's arguing?
Now, look here, mister. We put everything we've got into this act. We do our best. We're fired with enthusiasm.
What the manager said he'd like to do, fire you with enthusiasm.
Don't argue with him, Martha.
I can't help it. Listen to me, you character. If I was your mother, I'd poison your cigars.
If I was your son, I'd smoke them.
Don't you realize there is a lady up here trying to entertain? Where is your chivalry?
I traded it for a Buick. Oh, I...
It's no use, Tito.
We better go into the finale. By the light,
not the dark, but the light,
by the silvery moon,
not the sun, but the moon,
I want to spoon,
not a knife, but a spoon,
oh, my honey, I'll croon of you.
A pretty good
honeymoon,
same as before,
keep it shining in June,
not May, but June.
Your silvery beams will bring love's dreams, will be coddling soon. By the silvery moon.
M-U-N-E moon. We've brought back a lot of good old memories of that vaudeville skit, but when it's musical memories, you're the top.
As nice a way of saying this is now and then time as I've ever heard. What would you sprouts like to hear that would bring back a touch of nostalgia?
Nylons, nylons, and more nylons.
Fine. Say, Paul, if you asked me and you didn't, what I'd like to hear, I've got a favorite here.
That has got to be only one song.
It's got to be Chicago, from the city of the same name.
Well, naturally, it couldn't be from a city of another name.
You won't believe it, but it was written in New York by Fred Fisher, who never has been in Chicago.
Well, the first time I heard that tune was on a record made by one P. Whiteman and orchestra. It was way back, long before I started in the Breakfast Club, 13 years ago.
Don, that's an enviable record.
Yes, Martha, 13 years in the Breakfast Club, right here in Chicago.
There's that city again, and here's the tune, Don, just the way you heard it on that record when I first recorded it.
Thank you.
sound just as corny as I did when I first started on the Breakfast Club. But now, of course, I've changed. I'm much cornier.
Ah, oh, Don, you're not corny. You've come right along just like that tune has, the way we'll play it now. And so if we're all ready, let's take it, boys. Let's take it.
Chicago is still right on the beam, now just like them.
And just like those Philco radios, Don. Have you heard the new ones yet?
No, you know, I'm all set for a Philco radio phonograph. From what I hear, they're tops. You got one, haven't you, Paul?
Wouldn't have anything else, Don. Philco has a new dynamic reproducer that really brings out the quality in my record. Just the same as in a broadcasting studio.
Well, you know, speaking of quality, one of our Breakfast Club listeners out in California wrote to me the other day that she was still getting swell performance out of a 1928 Philco radio, and the only repairs it ever needed were so minor that her husband made them.
Well, I guess that shows what we mean when we say Philco is famous for quality the world over. And that kind of quality is what put Philco at the head of the radio parade back in 1930 when our band was playing this tune you all remember. Yes, Philco has been the leader in radio since A Little Kiss Each Morning was a brand new hit tune.
And Paul, Philco has come back from its wartime triumphs and radar with brand new designs and sensational new engineering improvements from the Philco laboratories. Like that great new Philco portable you're taking on the train west. Ask your Philco dealer now, friends, what's new in radio from Philco, the leader. And soon, you'll be listening to a new Philco portable while you're...
Romantic guitar of our good neighbor from the South, soon be seen starring in the motion picture Mexicana, and currently on a tour of personal appearances and concerts before returning to the cinema capital for more flicks. It's Tito Gazzar, his guitar, and a touch of Latin romance.
Solamente una vez. Amén. La vida solamente una vez y nada más. Una vez nada más en mi huerto brilló la esperanza. La esperanza que alumbra el camino de mi soledad. Tú has a moment like this. Do you remember? And your eyes threw a kiss when they met mine. Now we own all the stars and a million guitars are still playing. Darling, you are the song and you'll always belong. Allá en el rancho grande, allá donde vivía, había una rancherita que alegre me decía, te voy a hacer tus calzones, ¡vamos! Como los que usa el ranchero segriano, te los comienzo de lana y luego, chatita linda, los acabo de cuero allá en el rancho grande, allá donde viví. Había una rancherita que alegre me decía, el gusto de un buen ranchero, ¿cuál es tener su buen caballo seguriano, pasearlo por las mañanas y luego, manito, darle la vuelta al vallador. Allá en el rancho grande, allá donde vivía, había una rancherita que alegre me decía, y pues, ¿qué te decía, manito, por besar tus lindos ojos? Yo no sé lo que darías. Eres linda, preciosa, encantadora, lindísima mujercita, nada más seré para ti. Which means, in English, thank you.
Wonderful, Tito, wonderful. I wished I had taken up the guitar instead of the fiddle.
Oh, but, Paul, you have such a perfect chin for a fiddle.
All this chin and just one fiddle?
To play two of them and have one left to talk with. But seriously, Paul, it's been fun being with you during your Chicago visit on the way to Hollywood. Oh, Hollywood. Glamour, celebrity stars. Who you got lined up for your first show there?
Don, the Philco Radio Hall of Fame has been paid the signal honor by the Film Critics of New York in being selected as the program to present their annual awards for the best in motion picture entertainment. Next Sunday to receive their awards from the beautiful Earl Carroll Theater Restaurant in Hollywood, we'll have with us Ingrid Bergman, Best Actress, Ray Milland, Best Actor, Billy Wilder, Best Director, Charles Brackett for The Lost Weekend, the Best Picture. And at the Stork Club in New York City with Jack McManus, Chairman of the Film Critics Committee, we'll have Captain Edward Steichen to receive his award for the Navy's Fighting Lady and Major General Thomas B. Larkin for the Army's The True Glory.
Oh, that should be a great show, Paul. I wish I were going to be there with you.
Well, thanks for being with us today, Don, and thanks to Tito Gazzara, and we were honored to honor you on Philco's Radio Hall of Fame.
Thank you.
Don't miss Philco's other program, The Breakfast Club with Don McNeil, Monday through Fridays over these same stations. This is the American Broadcasting Company.